Mayor Raymond Belanger didn't mince words regarding Castleholme's fees. They are crippling for Mattawa. This year's fee is just over $1 million, the mayor said. Castleholme, a seniors' home located at 400 Olive Street in North Bay, is owned in part by the City of North Bay and nine other municipalities: East Ferris, South Algonquin, Bonfield, Papineau-Cameron, Chisholm, Calvin, Mattawan, and Mattawa. Each municipality contributes to keeping Castleholme running, as legislated by the province. The large addition to Castleholme, a project estimated to cost around $121 million, has financially strained municipal partners, and Mattawa wants out. At first, the estimate was $60 million, Councillor Gary Thibert reminded council, and we had no problem agreeing with that cost. Now, it's $121 million over a period of 4 years, he emphasized. The issue of funding Castleholme comes at a difficult time for Mattawa, which is also dealing with a 21% increase in OPP services. That Castleholme project, still in the works, is an overhaul of the facility's existing 240 beds, plus a 24-bed expansion. See, ludicrous, Mattawa's SAO says of OPP service increase. Councillor Thibert added he is eager for an exit strategy from the payments. I'm responsible to my constituents, he added, and I don't see this as a positive for my municipality. No residents from Mattawa are Castleholme residents, Mayor Belanger confirmed, and Mattawa has the Algonquin Nursing Home with 72 beds for residents. It makes me frustrated and angry that I have to pay for a service in North Bay, generally unused by Mattawa residents. I want to know, where in the hell is the exit strategy? Are we going to be allowed to get out of this? Thibert questioned. The exit strategy is being discussed at several different provincial tables, explained Angie Punnett, an administrator with Castleholme. She, along with Dave Schmitz, Castleholme's director of capital projects and facilities, and William Brooks, Castleholme's chief financial officer, stopped by Mattawa's council on October 15 to provide an update on the facility. See, no City of North Bay takeover as sole operator of Castleholme. It's part of the Fixing Long-Term Care Act, Punnett said of the contract, and the decisions regarding who continues to pay is in the hands of the province. A possible exit strategy is still in progress at the provincial level, and it's something the Castleholme board cannot change. Mattawa is not the only municipality with concerns about continually funding the project. Others, such as Papineau-Cameron, have proposed an exit strategy, as well, Punnett said. However, it's in the province's hands. See, over budget, Castleholme a nightmare for municipality, says Mayor. Mayor Belanger reiterated that Mattawa wants out, and is worried the issue has gone to sleep again. He plans to wake it and reach out to the Minister of Long-Term Care, Natalia Kushendova-Bashta, from the riding of Mississauga Center. This is going to be crippling for Mattawa, the mayor reiterated. I don't know where we're going to find that money. Perhaps the worst of it, the mayor continued, is that we have a nursing home in our community that we can't help because we're tied by a legislation that's older than me, and that makes no sense. It's hard to take, the mayor continued, and we're going to fight it. We're going to get louder. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.